sir.
Case number 11,039, Philip and Allison Zion, east of Road 347, Waiting Neck Road, east of Skimmer Road, being lot 68 within Bay Forest Club Development. A variance from the side yard setback requirement.
Would you state your names for the record, please?
Philip Zion, 31769 Skimmer Road, Ocean View.
Allison Zion, 31769 Skimmer Road, Ocean View.
Okay, and do you both swear or affirm that the information you're about to give will be the truth, whole truth, nothing but the truth?
We do.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Some exhibits.
Yes, if you place them down there, sir, please.
First, we'd like to thank the board for considering our application for a 1.05-foot side yard setback variance. I handed out a package of handouts, and I will refer to those during the presentation. The board may want to consult tab F, which is the survey. And the issue in question is the shower, which is shown on the bottom side. It's a 4-by-8-foot shower. First, I wanted to address the circumstances of the violation. We bought our house in 2007. The outdoor shower and enclosure were included in the original purchase from the builder, new. And, of course, we received the certificate of occupancy with the house. Unfortunately, the enclosure proved to be substandard. The workmanship was not quite up to par. Aesthetically, it was not equal to the other units in the same development. It became non-functional and basically had to be replaced. We have to replace the enclosure because, of course, taking a shower without an enclosure would be a detrimental use for the rest of the community. We did apply to our homeowners association, and they did approve the plan that our contractor developed for a replacement shower in exactly the same footprint as the original. The shower's enclosure is a reasonable size. It's 4 feet in depth, so just enough room to stand and shower. And also, there was no other location on the property that was allowed by the homeowners association. So they have an architectural board with aesthetic criteria to keep up the look of the development, and their decision was that the replacement had to go in the same place. So we drew up the plans, or our contractor drew up the plans, and they were approved by the association. If you turn to tab C, you can see the letter from the Homeowners Association and the endorsement from our neighbor on that side, Mr. Powler. So our contractor built the enclosure according to the plan that was approved, and you can see tab E is the photo with the new shower. You can see that it's quite compact in form. After completion, and I guess the measurement after the shower enclosure was built, we were informed that we were in violation of the setback requirement and we would have to apply for a variance, which is how we got here today. I wanted to address the standards for relief from the county, if I could. If you turn to tab A, we've answered in writing each one of the factors and sub-factors that are in the county codes. Obviously, for purposes of time, I don't want to read each one of those out loud, but I will just address briefly each of the five major conditions. So condition one has to do with the uniqueness of the situation. And in this situation, the unique factor is that the lot is too narrow for a reasonably sized shower enclosure. Now, unfortunately, we were stuck because when we purchased the house, the enclosure was placed there by the builder, and we have no option to remove the enclosure from that location. Factor number two is the possibility of development, basically asking if the property could be developed without a variance, and unfortunately, the answer to that is no. In that narrow strip, to have a reasonably sized shower enclosure, you're going to have to go about 1 foot over the line. Factor number three is the effect on surroundings. Basically, will this alter the character of the neighborhood, and will it impair the use of adjacent property? Many of the lots in this development have shower enclosures built by the same contractor to the same standard, same look, same appearance, and so we feel that it will not alter the character of the neighborhood. As far as the adjacent property, if you turn to tab B, there's a letter of support from the neighbor on that side, Mr. Charles Peltler and his wife Sue, and although they could not be here in person tonight because they are not full-time residents, they indicated their support for our application in their letter, tab B. Will the variance be detrimental to the public welfare? We think it will enhance the public welfare because we'll be showering within an enclosure. As to the extent of the variance, which is the fourth factor, it is the absolute minimum required, 1.05 feet, and that's what we're asking for. And the hardship. So we feel that the hardship was not caused by our own action, but rather the placement of the shower enclosure in that narrow strip of land by the builder before we took possession of the house. Where, as I said, we're stuck with the enclosure in that location. We didn't cause the builder to place it there. We didn't create, you know, the narrowness of that part of the lot. So that's the situation that we're in. And pending your questions, I will cease my presentation.
Okay, thank you, sir. Are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. Rickards.
Yes, why couldn't you move that shower somewhere else? I mean, there's plenty of room around there. It's not a big thing.
Yes, sir. Well, the Homeowners Association was quite clear on the point, both originally, that that was the only location that they would allow because of their aesthetic and architectural standards.
In the rear?
Rear and the other side as well.
Okay, got you. This was a restriction set by them?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, Mr. Wortman?
This met the setbacks before when you bought this place?
I don't know the answer to that.
I don't know the answer to that either. I'm going to say no, because he's replaced it in the same.
Yeah. The footprint is the same.
Footprint's the same, so yes. You didn't add anything different.
I believe the distinction was that originally the enclosure was considered as not attached to the house.
That was going to be my question.
It was, you know, sort of a freestanding shelter, and then in the replacement, it was attached.
Okay.
Yeah, that was a detail that eluded me. There was a difference between enclosure, between attached and not attached.
That'll do it every time.
Yeah. So as I now know.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Hudson. Mr. Mills.
Who was the builder?
Of the original?
No, of the shower.
Of the shower.
Jerry Schaefer of Selbyville.
Jerry Schaefer.
And he's built quite a few, hasn't he? You said.
Yes, he does quite good work.
Did he apply for a permit?
Yes, he did.
Okay. And did you ask him to come with you this evening?
Yes, sir, and he is here.
No other questions.
No further questions? Okay, thank you.
He didn't build the first one, though.
No, he did not.
Okay.
That's good info. Okay, no further questions.
Would you say he's aware of what the setbacks are now if he builds another one?
I would say he is quite aware.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right. I want to make that on the record so you know.
Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion we take case number 11,039 under advisement.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we take case number 11,039 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Sir, your case has been taken under advisement at this time. What that means, there may be a decision made here later on this evening. You could stay if you would like, or you may call the office in the morning after 9 o'clock.
Thank you, and thank the board.
Yes, sir.
Case number 11.